out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that by this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Diving live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've gone and done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes and Stitcher. Or your favorite podcasting app, or over at crabdiving.podcastingapp.
What the fuck?
I just put my tooth in.
Oh, okay.
Podcasting app.
It just seemed like a long web address.
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate crap out of it. It is Yay. Faithless Friday, everybody. Although it's faithless every day here on Crab Diving now that a pseudo-evangelical fraud has taken over.
Who is this?
You know that orange piece of shit in the White House.
Shitler. Nine!
Join us, everybody. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. You can tweet us. You can join us on Facebook. All that.
Sorry.
All that crap. Carrier pigeons, whatever you want to do.
I love my carrier pigeons.
That's my Mike Tyson.
Oh yeah,
everyone.
Yeah, he's funny.
Join us.
Well, he's a rapist.
Strap in, strap on. It's my name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. God, and I just read the latest update on these.
He is a rapist.
He's you know, I mean, how the if anybody wants to resurrect their goddamn reputation, do whatever the fuck Mike Tyson did. The guy's convicted of rape, and all of a sudden he's in a bunch of fucking movies. Like he didn't do that. I mean, he's a bad person.
Well, he was in
jail. He bit a dude's ear off.
Well, right. He went to jail.
Yeah. I know.
It's not like he was OJ.
He raped somebody.
Got away with it.
And he's in movies. I mean, you have to admit, that's fucking bananas.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that what's his face?
Roman
still,
Polanski roofied a 13-year-old.
That fucking guy. What a piece of shit.
Yeah, him America.
And Woody Allen. Yeah. And fucking
Dennis Hastert.
Oh God!
Apparently,
Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan sitting back watching the team doctors shower with the wrestling team and soap up his nardlings a lot.
Dude, I can't. I gotta tell you, this news about these kids in this cave is.
Oh, I was gonna get to that in a moment.
Shit, it's depressing. God,
maybe
fucked.
The headlines. Let's go. Let's get it's a lot. We've got an action-packed show today, everybody. It is Faithless Friday, and don't forget, if you want to help us out, you can buy shit through our anything. Buy any wonderful product, I mean, through our Amazon portal. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
Yes, fuck you, Sky God.
Only,
my God.
Only helps us out God, here.
Jesus Christ.
Screaming liberal media.
Yay.
Let's check out the headline.
Mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
Tell that orchestra to get off their fucking ass. Okay, stoned?
There we go.
That's not the right part.
We were the only ones who couldn't hear.
Oh, okay.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So motherfucking deep.
It's called the Florida Dateline. July the 6th, 2018.
The year of our motherfucking Lord.
Is your headline.
Oh,
ScrollGuard is disposable and...
Oh, God.
ScrollGuard is disposable and washable.
Oh, there you go.
Yes.
ScrollGuard is... Oh, it's washable. I didn't know it was washable. I thought it was a... I thought it was like a condom. It was, it's, you wear it once.
It's not fucking washable. No, I don't. God. What is it made out of? Fruit roll ups?
Still one of the better live trolls of all time. Is when, remember what that was? It was a. It was one of those morons. The open carry idiots carrying his big long gun walking down the street with his to overcompensate and behind it was a like a band student decided to pull out his sousaphone and follow the guy and play that song as he was following that moron to give him the appropriate soundtrack to his idiocy.
Damn. You know, if we weren't so racist and had such a goddamn hard on for these motherfucking guns, imagine the wonderful shit we could do in this country. You know,
like we said, imagine if we'd listened to Jimmy Carter and decided to become the biggest solar alternative energy exploration
yes.
and research country in the motherfucking planet, and we could have led the world and cleaned up the planet at the same time.
Right.
But oil! But what about my fossil fuel holdings?
Oh, and what about my weird fascination with Jesus and how that fucks up everything politically in this goddamn country?
Right, not those people. They use the people that have the weird fascination with Jesus. Let's see what we did that already. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
It fate!
Huffington Post,
Huff
Post,
fuck you.
The headline says the frightening final three.
What the fuck is that?
Allegedly, SCOTUS? Well, yeah, you know how Trump works. He's fired the rest of the apprentices
Monday,
from the 25. And
is this the Bachelor he's doing or what?
That's how he works. Remember, don't worry, I'll be announcing something big.
God.
To stay tuned, everyone.
I just called that dickhead a fascist on my personal fucking Facebook page. I'm waiting for people to ring in.
You'll get
you little fuckers. Come on, bring it!
Here's what you need to know. This is according to the Huffington Huff Post.
Yay.
In their rebranding.
Right.
Here's what you need to know about Trump's top picks for the Supreme Court. Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and Raymond Kethledge.
Yes.
Are reportedly the top three.
Trump
and Stein is expected to make his final pick by the end of this week and announce his decision Monday, July 9th.
Yay.
Set all of your
are there
TVs
Vegas
to
odds
switch
on,
over to me
on who's he going to pick? I bet there's Vegas odds on who he's going to pick. People are betting on this shit. Who would you bet on?
I don't know. The scariest choice to liberals is Amy Coney Barrett.
I think.
I mean, we're talking like how many slices do you want your genitals
what
sliced with a razor?
Oh God, none. Can I?
Well, exactly. None? It's slight differences. Do you want 10 or 11?
Oh my God.
So she is batshit.
Yay. Hey, thanks everybody for voting for Jill Stein. Good job.
She's also, and Gary fucking Johnson, she's also...
Yeah, thank you for that.
She's also a loony, hardcore Catholic.
Oh, God.
Which is odd to me because, you know, having grown up in that religion...
Yes.
Going to 12 years of that religion's schools...
Oh, God.
I don't know. I just have this...
Right.
The Catholics that I grew up with and was taught by, et cetera, were very liberal.
Well, a lot of them are not.
But it was Chicago also.
Yeah, right.
So that may be a different from
and they probably,
where she grew up.
You know, they weren't up to any fucked up shit down there.
Well, I'm not saying there wasn't diddling going on. I told you, we had one of the, I found out later that one of the priests is like in the top 10 all time. Diddle fucks of Chicago.
I'm in the top 10.
I went to some, just for laughs. I one time I was like, God, I wonder if any of the priests I knew ever got busted. And I Googled something, and there's like a list of the top 10 priest predators. And he's on there. I was like, holy shit.
Hey, listen, at least they're liberal and believe in evolution. Right? I mean, it's a fucking nightmare.
Well, but they won't let Africa put condoms on and because of AIDS.
Yeah, you know what? I'm sorry, Catholic Church.
There's still a lot of heinous shit.
I don't know. You always have to say this when you're talking about the Catholics. I'm sure you do a lot of good across the world. But could you have your people stay out of our fucking politics?
Do yourself a favor and watch the famous debate between a couple of religious toadies and in Britain.
Oh, yeah. This is beautiful.
Christopher Hitchens and Stephen Fry.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's fucking amazing.
And, God, I'm trying to think of the woman's name. I can't remember.
Oh, some loon.
She's a famous MP, member of parliament over there in Britannia.
Isn't she a penguin?
And she's a... No, she wasn't a nun. Oh. But there was a cardinal bishop right. there or something. There was an actual clergy dude was her co-team member. And they were eviscerated by...
Oh, yeah.
By
it was
Hitchens
great.
And Stephen Fry.
I love it.
Yeah. And the whole premise of the debate was, is the Catholic Church a force of good in the world? Very specific. It wasn't, is there a God?
Right.
It wasn't all this stuff. It was very specific to the church itself. And she was a famous, ultra-religious Catholic member of parliament. And that's how she got on the debate. And then this bishop or cardinal was the other debater. And they were... It was sad. And they even voted. Remember?
Yeah. Oh, the audience.
They voted.
Yes.
And even the people in the audience were like, oh, you lost, Catholics.
Hey, listen, man.
You lost.
There's some smart fucking atheists out there.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to show it off every now and then. I love it. It's the best.
So Amy Coney Barrett is the one who may be in this group that... This weird subset of Catholicism where you like swear a lifelong allegiance and they're very traditionalist, like the woman must submit to the man's rule kind of shit.
Ooh, yes. Mike Pence loves that.
I don't know how that jives with her being a judge, though.
Well, let me...
You know what I mean?
You know this. You know how it jives. These fucking GOP...
Hypocrisy.
Right-wing nut jobs are sociopathic loons. They can compartmentalize their weird fucking bullshit, or they don't fucking care.
Cosmic hypocrisy.
Yes. Galactic.
In his fast-moving, this is from the HuffPo.
Oh, it beats.
In his fast-moving search for a new Supreme Court justice to fill the seat left open by Kennedy, retiring justice.
Right.
Trump has reportedly narrowed down to three solidly conservative federal judges. Jeanine Pirro, not on the list. Scott Baio, not on the list.
No Scott Baio.
No Scott Baio. No Louis Gohmert. You owe me a dollar.
Fuck!
You can't use that dollar.
Why?
Because that's the dollar. That's the Mueller dollar. If confirmed by the Senate, any of these three... it just rained here. drizzled here in Crab Diving Studios.
It sputtered. Enjoy that.
If confirmed by the Senate, any of these three would tilt the balance of the court to the right for decades to come, affecting decisions on abortion, partisan gerrymandering, affirmative action, gay rights, capital punishment, and so much more, everybody.
Oh, my God. America, why do you hate your country so much? Damn. Listen to that shit.
Brett Kavanaugh is 53, long-rising star in conservative circles, went to Yale. Had three prestigious clerkships, was part of the investigative team into President Bill and Hillary Clinton, led by Ken Starr in the 90s.
Ooh. Oh, my God, dude.
Which started out with a real estate deal and ended up with come on a dress.
Yes. Who's the oldest?
It might be this guy.
I'm hoping for the
53.
Oldest. That's the oldest one?
Yeah, dude. They're trying to... I'm surprised they didn't pick Tommy Lauren.
Hey, we should hope for the oldest one. It's 50-something. Shit.
He co-wrote a portion of the final Starr report that made the case for Clinton's impeachment.
Did any of them smoke?
He also led the inquiry into the death of Vince Foster.
Shut the fuck up.
Deputy White House counsel whose suicide became the subject of tabloids and conspiracy theories.
Can we have somebody on there that's a fucking birther, please?
He was also on the side of evil during the fight for the 2000 presidential election recount.
Oh,
he was on Bush's team.
Great.
Had various roles in the Bush White House, including working in the Office of White House Counsel. In 2003, Bush rewarded him by nominating him for the high-profile U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit.
Look at what happens when you don't take a fascist seriously. When the guy ran for president and he said he was a shithead, he said a bunch of fucked up shit, how he wanted to throw women in jail that had an abortion. He wouldn't take nukes off the table with Europe. He said a whole bunch of crazy shit, but still, nobody took him seriously. Now look, what the fuck?
It says that it was a tough fight. His nomination was heavily contested and stalled out for almost 3 years.
Yes.
As Democrats accused him of being overly partisan.
What? Does any of them smoke? Does any of these nominees smoke? Can we get a lifestyle pro? I mean, it doesn't matter. I'm just thinking maybe if we get lucky and Trump picks one that smokes or drinks heavily, maybe somebody that's overweight that has a heart condition, they won't last as long. That'd be good.
Oh, this is not good. On the D.C. Circuit bench, Kavanaugh emerged as an outspoken champion of unitary executive theory, which allows for effectively unchecked presidential power over the executive branch. He has argued in the past that a president should not be burdened by lawsuits, investigations, and indictments.
When are we going to just start calling this what it is? We're being fucked in the ass. He's going to want another term even.
Without invitation.
He's going to want another term. He even joked about it. But we thought he wasn't serious.
We're not even through with his first one yet.
I don't want to hear anybody say Trump would never fill in the blank. You're out of your mind.
Kavanaugh's most prominent opinion on abortion rights.
Oh, God.
Came in 2017 when he wrote a dissent not to allow an undocumented teenager to seek an abortion while in federal custody.
Let me understand.
At the U.S. border.
Let me understand this. This person didn't want that woman to get the health care she wanted, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Kavanaugh argued the judges in the majority had created a new right for undocumented immigrant minors in custody to, quote, obtain immediate abortion on demand.
Oh, my God. Get out of women's pussies. Get out of the pussy.
He emphasized instead the government's permissible interests in, quote, favoring fetal life and, quote, refraining from facilitating abortion. Pretty unambiguous as to where,
yes,
Mr. Kavanaugh would stand on Roe versus Wade.
Oh, you know, I just had an amazing thought. Let's say Schittler gets impeached. Let's say Mike Pence takes over. Let's say Mike Pence gets elected to a full term. Imagine the cracking dick fucks that motherfucker will nominate to SCROTUS. Imagine.
He did, however, commit one heresy. Two of his opinions upheld the Affordable Care Act.
Okay.
So he's got to deal with that stain.
Yeah.
But he's almost written, quote, almost entirely in favor of big businesses.
Okay. Good.
Almost always sides with employers in employment disputes and almost always against defendants in criminal cases.
Oh, good. Never mind.
Kavanaugh is also a consistently vocal critic of President Barack Obama's environmental protection rules.
Do you hate the environment, dickhead? Do you not breathe? Do these fuckers not drink water? Are they aliens or something? I don't mean like...
CNBC is reporting
yeah.
that Kavanaugh has emerged as Trump's top choice.
Oh, who cares? Fuck him.
Amy Coney Barrett, 46, former native and Notre Dame law professor, one-time clerk to Scalia.
Oh, okay.
She was appointed to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit last year.
Yes.
And has been on the bench for a whopping 8 months.
What does that mean? Been on the bench 8 months?
This court. She's been a judge before.
Right.
During the confirmation process, this is when they went after Feinstein, accusing her of being anti-Catholic when she wasn't. Feinstein basically said what got her in trouble is the dogma is strong within you, and she's worried that she's going to rule based on her religion and not the law. Quote, this is Feinstein. I think whatever religion is, it has its own dogma. The law is totally different, and I think in your case, Professor, when you read your speeches, maybe she wasn't a judge before that.
Ooh.
That's great. When you read your speeches, the conclusion one draws is that the dogma lives loudly within you, and that's of concern when you come to big issues that large numbers of people have fought for years in this country.
Ooh.
And she said, she answered, if you're asking whether I take my faith seriously and I'm a faithful Catholic, I am, although I would stress that my personal church affiliation or my religious belief would not bear on the discharge of my duties as a judge.
You know, I was thinking, you know, whichever cracking dick fuck gets selected on Monday to be the nominee, when they deal with these confirmation hearings, I mean, at least maybe Democrats can use it as a forum to demonstrate just how shitty Republicans are. But you know what? Should they even participate in this bullshit? Should they even go to these goddamn hearings? Why participate in this? This is a joke.
Well, they don't have to. If all the Republicans show up for a committee, I think that's enough, right?
But don't they get to speak or ask questions? Nothing.
If they're there.
Yeah. Well, I know it won't matter.
To ask them questions.
At the very least.
That's why I think they have to show up and raise hell.
Oh, God.
And try to get these people to say something stupid and heinous.
Well, just so we hear it. But I can't imagine the Republicans give a fuck. They don't. Which Republican politician wants to be seen by his constituents as a guy that didn't let the person that's going to end Roe v. Wade get to the bench? They're all going to fucking suck this person off, whoever the fuck it is.
In public remarks, Barrett has said she believes life begins at conception.
Ugh.
She's spoken critically of Roe versus Wade.
Yes.
She's written that she is not generally opposed to overturning Supreme Court precedents if she believes they are unconstitutional. However, she also suggested in 2013... that she believes Roe versus Wade to be settled law.
Yeah, whatever. Bullshit. I don't know. There's no way Trump is putting someone on the bench that doesn't promise him. He wants abortion. You know what I mean?
She thinks the main argument was about how abortions are funded.
Oh, okay.
I think it's unlikely at this point the court will overturn Roe, or Roe is curbed by Planned Parenthood versus Casey. The fundamental element that the woman has a right to choose abortion will probably stand. The controversy right now is about funding. It's a question of whether abortions will be publicly or privately funded. They're not publicly funded.
Yes. Then why would she say that?
I don't know what year that was.
I mean, I wonder if she's purposely.
2003. I don't know when the Hyde Amendment was, but that's, it might have been before that. Number two, the third is Raymond Kethledge.
Shithead.
51.
Oh, God, these guys are all so young, dude.
Early in his career, he worked as a Senate Judiciary Committee counsel to a senator from Michigan.
Right.
He later was a clerk for Justice Kennedy.
Okay.
One of the reasons people think he may be leaning towards it is that might have been part of the deal to... for Kennedy to quit when he did.
Right.
is he may have said, well, okay, let me, you know, name my boy.
Right.
Here
right.
as the SCOTUS. We'll see. Trump is known for stabbing people in the back.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way Kennedy could go public with that, right?
Yeah, yeah. He can't. What's he going
to
say?
He can't say, I agreed to step down in return for the choice.
Kennedy, he's going to fuck you.
It would be hilarious if he fucked everybody and announced Jeanine Pirro as his.
I'm naming Jeanine Pirro. Judge Jeanine.
She's been actively lobbying him for, first of all, the fact that Jeanine Pirro gets to call the president is
it's
terrifying.
Vomitous. Well, Sean Hannity calls the motherfucker and Alex Jones.
And Jeanine Pirro allegedly was trying to get him to fire Sessions and give her the job.
Jeanine Pirro's on Fox.
Yes.
Why don't they move Fox Studios to the White House? Just make it easy.
Right.
They're hiring everybody from there.
And he'll slither down there every chance he gets. Remember when Ducey was on the line?
Oh, I see. Fox and Friends down on the lawn. Should I make a surprise visit down there?
Oh, Mr. President, it's so great to see you.
I just think about what this guy likes to do. This motherfucker golfs. He loves it. He loves, you know, hanging out half naked in his own little bedroom, eating Burger King, watching fucking cable news, tweeting out racist shit that's poorly misspelled.
Right.
What a bore.
So Kethledge was nominated to the U.S. Court of Appeals in the Sixth Circuit by George W. Bush.
Fuck you!
But his confirmation was delayed as Democrats did their best to slow everything down.
Oh, my God.
He finally got in 2 years later in 2008.
Yes.
During his hearings that year, he stressed the pride he'd felt as a lawyer during doing pro bono work for low-income Detroit residents.
Right.
Trying to keep their homes.
Okay.
He discussed presidential power, noting that the three branches are co-equal. Clearly, there are limits on executive power. There are limits on the commander-in-chief power. I would say that no one is above the law that goes in wartime as well as peacetime. Oh, he's fucked.
I don't believe him.
If it's a choice between him and... No, this is in the past, he said.
Oh, okay.
If it's a choice between him and the guy who in the past has said, I believe that the executive should have unchecked power over the executive branch, who is Trump going to pick? He's not going to hear anything else. He knows all of them are gonna shred Roe as much as they can. He knows all of them are gonna fuck gay people, LGBT rights as much as they can,
and they're gonna let him off the hook.
But he hears right now, all three of these choices are gonna do that.
Yeah,
all he's gonna hear is this guy thinks there should be unchecked power for the president,
and
he shouldn't be burdened by investigations. Kavanaugh, step right up.
Yeah. I mean, if you think about the conversation he had with Comey about loyalty and how fucked up that was, we would have to be naive to think that there's not a litmus test with these SCOTUS fuckers. You don't think he's had a conversation with him that says, listen, if you have to decide whether or not I can pardon myself, you better come out on the right side of that shit.
Right?
I just can't imagine him not saying that. Not having that conversation anyway.
He has, however, Kethledge has, however, been reliably conservative on the Sixth Circuit.
Yay.
But he hasn't been tested with tough questions on issues like abortion or gay rights.
Okay. Well,
he wrote a unanimous opinion rejecting an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission lawsuit seeking to limit private employers' use of credit checks on job applicants.
Meaning you can't ask somebody their sexual preference or something?
No, credit checks.
Oh, okay.
On people that were applying for a job. The EEOC argued the practice was racially discriminatory, but it was a unanimous opinion, so that means even the liberal judges on the Sixth would have also voted, so I don't know why that's controversial. He also delivered a victory to Tea Party forces when he wrote an opinion ordering the IRS to disclose documents it created about conservative groups it was allegedly targeting for claiming nonprofit status. Then you remember they squeal about that on the right.
This is the Obama
even though
scandal.
There were also liberal groups that were targeted.
Well, hold on a second. You're not being fair. Where are the indictments, right? How many indictments from that scandal?
0.0.
How many arrests?
That's because of the deep state, though, Ryan.
Yes. Is Hillary indicted right now?
They're working on it.
Okay.
Any minute now, according to the QAnoners.
Oh,
just wait.
God.
Any minute. It's been any minute now since Trump put his grubby little orange fingers on the Bible.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah. Boy, I just couldn't
succeed in paying Melania enough to look happy.
I just think we have to assume, right? These Supreme Court justices are going to do horrible shit, and they're going to let this motherfucker off the hook. I don't want to hear anybody surprised. God, just rage. What are we supposed to do about this shit? These fucking kids in the goddamn cave. God, it's a fucked up news week. In the Civil War, that was yesterday. Wait, when was the Civil War?
It petered out, man. It was a big bust. Everybody, I don't know, had too much cake and shit. Too much beer. Nobody was... Nobody felt like doing any civil warring.
I got a severe case of the gout. You had to amputate my foot.
Bone spurs was the
The
frequent claim on Twitter. Yeah, everybody's like, I don't know, my bone spurs are flaring up. I can't make the Civil War, guys.
Yeah, Sarah Huckabee's like, I have a debilitating case of fuck face itis. Damn it.
Over at the Drudge Report,
Lucky boy,
it says boom.
Right.
Zuckerberg tops Buffett. Oh, is that a hidden camera thing, or is this a?
Ooh, yes.
Facebook co-founder Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, Buffett
has overtaken Jimmy Buffett.
I was thinking Buffett. Jimmy Buffett. You know, he just launched that chain of retirement homes. You see that?
No.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett retirement homes.
He's loaded as fuck, man. Listen, that whole Margaritaville deal and everything. He's got an
Air Force.
He's really smart. Yeah, yeah. And he rents out small planes and shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't kind of get like you're an amazing, you know, pop country singer or whatever. And you're like, okay, let me get into the business of flying.
Well, he didn't put it together like John Denver did.
I hope you learn from what John Denver fucking did. Don't build your own fucking planes.
So Zuckerberg apparently has overtaken Buffett as the world's third richest person.
Yay. Thanks, Zuckerberg, for Trump and the election and all that shit.
Zuckerberg now trails only Amazon.com Inc. founder Jeff Bezos.
Ooh.
And Microsoft Corp. co-founder Bill Gates.
Yay.
Now he passed up Buffett on Friday as Facebook shares climbed 2.4%, according to something that shouldn't exist.
Right.
The Bloomberg Billionaires Index.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, God, that's a good point. We got so many billionaires, we got an index.
Yeah, there should, you can live off, you know, 400 or 500 mil. You'll be okay, boo-boo kitties.
Bill Gates says a lot of good shit, right?
Sure, as does Buffett.
Okay. So we don't need to.
But still,
Bill Gates, if you're
my
listening,
point is they could be taxed. And well, I mean, I think Buffett even admits he could be taxed a lot more. And they do good shit.
Right.
Well, but Bill, nonetheless,
Bill Gates, I'm sorry, but he could make the mail merge function a little less counterintuitive. That would be nice. Anyway,
they just didn't need to make that much money in the first place. It's kind of crazy. Batshit how our system works.
We got an index of billionaires.
The three wealthiest people for the first time made their fortunes from tech.
Right.
Zuckerberg is now worth $81.6 billion at 34 years of age. Buffett is 87, chairman and CEO of Berkshire Hathaway.
God damn, 34 billion?
He's got
34?
$81.6 billion at 34.
God. Damn. Facebook. I invented Facebook. Sold all those ads to the Russians. Fuck you, dude. Are you mad at Zuckerberg for this
bullshit? And Buffett
is
losing ground for a good reason, actually, because he's giving away his money. So,
God, thank you, Jimmy. That's nice.
Warren.
Parrot heads? Oh, Warren. Okay.
And Jimmy. Thank you for all your music. Like... I've seen Jimmy Buffett a couple times in concert. It's I remember, you know, kind of some of it. It was great.
I got a friend that works at...
Of all the concerts?
Yeah.
Never has more marijuana passed, of course, passed me. It's illegal.
Yes.
I wouldn't partake.
Yes.
But seriously, it was the biggest weed fest ever. I don't know how the cops weren't. It looked like the side of the mountain. It was one of those outdoor one time.
Right,
I went
right.
to an outdoor place to see him.
Oh, in Irvine?
An outdoor stadium. And I was like, no, it was the one in the south side of Chicago.
The Tweeter Center. I saw sticks there without Dennis DeYoung.
And, but it was, it looked like it was a brush fire from all the weed that was being smoked.
Shit,
I was amazed that it wasn't busted. And this was, you know, 1,000 years ago.
Oh, yeah, they would have tased you.
Really bad.
Hey, guess Jimmy Buffett's net worth. Guess.
$175 million.
Oh, God, how insulting. Call up Jimmy Buffett.
Shit, really?
Send Jimmy Buffett an apology. $550 wow. motherfucking million.
Fuck
dollars.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett.
That's from 2016.
There you go. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a really smart businessman.
Yeah.
And good music.
Right.
Restaurant. I went to Margaritaville in Key West one time.
I went to the one in Vegas.
Oh, did you?
Sucks. Hey, I'm sorry, Jimmy. You got $550 million. Deal with some criticism. That sucks. The one in Vegas sucks. My God. Go down there and fix it. Fries suck. I don't know.
Well, I'm in Vegas. What do you... I don't know what you're expecting
$18 for a plate of fries, man. It's like, you know, I got to blow somebody for ketchup.
The So those are your headlines, everybody. Apparently, it's big news that Zuckerberg... has $350 million more than Warren Buffett.
We're not supposed to be happy about that.
Correct.
Do you think Mark Zuckerberg could have been... Oh, I don't know.
Well, and if in a few days he has vaulted ahead because of his fucking stock price, he made over $300 million in net worth. That's, you know, small countries, GDP.
Right. Why didn't he start his own country?
Well, that's what I mean.
You ever wonder that?
We're dealing with numbers that are ridiculous. I don't care if you're a benevolent billionaire or a malevolent billionaire. We're dealing with numbers that are moronic and stupid and that humans need not possess.
God damn.
That amount of wealth that could be spread around a little bit.
Yes.
You'll still have your 300-yard yacht. You'll still have your island in the Caymans.
Infinity pool.
It's just so ridiculous to me.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, what really would stimulate the... Like, in this area, you know, if the minimum wage was bumped up to $15 an hour...
Oh, my God.
That'd be so good for like, this city.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, people be buying more drinks.
I was like poverty wages in Los Angeles, and now I feel like I'm wealthy.
Yes.
And I'm still poverty wages. Yeah. But, you know, we're here in Florida. It's a big fucking difference.
Right.
And that shit's got to stop, too. The different inequity in housing prices.
Oh, shit,
like
dude.
That.
Hey, listen. As soon as, the people in this country feel like it, we can just march up into, say, the neighborhoods of the Hollywood Hills, take their shit. It's the 1%. What does that mean? It's 99%.
Well, the problem is,
left.
You know, they're dumb because they don't realize that the way the system is going, that right now the slightly larger fish have eaten all the middle-sized fish and are going after all the tiny little fish.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, the big giant fish are going to be hungry. And they're going to be coming for you, rich people.
Right.
The ultra rich are going to come for you because they're not going to want to put up with your bullshit either.
Oh, yeah, dude. The little fish, but the little tiny little fishes, they're going to fuck up all the other fishes one day.
Well, and that's the
big
the
fishes.
Way it's happened in history.
They're going to be sad.
Sad.
Fuck you.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Join us on our Twitter at Crab Diving and on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Twitter us at Crab Diving. Let us know who your favorite motherfucking deity is. Mine is Aquaman.
I don't believe he's a deity. Well, I mean, unless you want to start a...
Dude, don't tell me about my god.
An Aquamanist.
I just did. I don't know. Aquaman is... No, he's Neptune.
No, he's not. He's
yes,
the
he
son
is.
Of Neptune.
Okay.
And
what about then? Jesus is exactly that. He's just like Jesus.
And
people consider him a
god. College girl of that rough weekend.
Now listen.
I don't know who Aquaman's mother is.
Aquaman. Neither does he.
I thought he was Neptune's like nephew or some shit. I don't know.
Neptune mated with a group.
Neptune is Neptune.
Right. Neptune is a god. The god Neptune. The god of fish.
Okay.
Or whatever.
Sure.
Wait. Neptune's a god of war.
No, he's the god of the sea.
Oh, yeah. I am the god of fish.
Also known as Poseidon.
Fuck you.
In the other...
the other bullshit.
Yeah.
Right.
Greek versus Roman. Thanks for joining us. A little history lesson there.
That's quite a history lesson.
You know what? I want to talk about this. We didn't talk about this the other day. This is... did you hear... This happened in... in France?
Oh, oui, zut alors.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God.
The mayor of Paris there.
Hey, has Trump persuaded Macron to leave NATO?
Yeah. I don't believe that's happened yet.
Okay.
No.
Just checking.
I believe they're busy meeting with the Chinese now.
Yay.
To say, fuck the Americans. We don't need them.
Right.
We'll nuzzle up to the Chinese.
Thanks, Bernie Bros.
You did a great job. This is like out of a fucking spy movie or Jason Bourne movie or anything.
Ooh, yes.
There was a prison break with a helicopter.
Oh, shit. Where?
France. A notorious French criminal serving 25 years for murder.
Yes.
Made an audacious escape from prison this past Sunday after a helicopter carrying several heavily armed commandos.
God damn.
Landed in the courtyard.
Right.
Freed him from a visiting room. Yes. And then carried him away.
What Nicolas Cage movie is that? I guarantee you that's a Nicolas Cage movie.
Redouane, R-E-D-O-I-N-E.
Redouane.
Faid, F-A-I-D.
Who, nine!
This is, by the way, his second escape from prison.
Damn!
At one point before, he blew up a wall of to get out of prison with explosives that were hidden in packs of tissue. Some people had smuggled into him.
Maybe this is a guy now needs home arrest because you can't keep him anyway. You know, just give him a little thing on his.
The French bracelet. Justice minister said his latest escape from Réau prison took only a few minutes. The guards were unarmed, so they couldn't do anything about it.
Oh, you know,
shit. They don't usually arm guards in prison. The ones outside.
Yes.
On the walls.
Yeah, and mace and shit like that. Don't they?
But heavily armed commandos landed and pointing high powered, and you're going to go. Everything's being done to locate the fugitive, he said.
Right.
Dressed all in black, two commandos wearing balaclavas and police armbands entered the prison to look for Faid.
Where is my balaclava?
They used a grinding machine to open the door to the visiting room.
Why don't they use that to rescue these kids out of that fucking cave?
A representative of the guards union, Martial Delabrayer,
nine,
said the commandos used smoke canisters to hide from the video cameras.
Oh, shit.
The helicopter touched down in the only part of the complex not covered by anti-helicopter netting.
Damn.
That would make sense.
Right. Don't land where the netting is, you know?
When the chopper arrived, he was meeting with his brother in the visiting room. A third commando was holding the pilot at gunpoint, so they kidnapped the pilot to fly the helicopter.
Why didn't they just find a pilot?
French media reported that the three men then had taken the pilot hostage at a flying club in the Paris region.
Okay.
He was later released with no injuries.
Dude, this
So they let him go.
This is a crazy story.
The helicopter was found burned.
Oh, shit.
Somewhere in the northern suburbs of Paris in the town of Garges-lès-Gonesse.
What the fuck? What is it? Ganesh.
Garges-lès-Gonesse is how you would read it in American. G-A-R-G-E-S. Garges? Garges? Garges?
Yes, that's exactly how I would say it.
L-E-S. Gonesse.
Less.
G-O-N-E-S-S-E.
Less.
Gonesse?
Less Gonesse.
Not ace. Like in Spanish, it would be ace.
Les Gnes. Go fuck yourself.
They think he took off in a car from there.
Okay. Hybrid?
He was serving time for the 2010 death of a police officer killed during a botched robbery.
They didn't botch this. Shit.
In 2010, he escaped by blowing up the wall in 2013. He was arrested at a hotel 6 weeks later.
Okay.
In the 90s, he was known for running a gang involved in robbing banks and armored vans. It's
Shit.
It's like a goddamn movie.
This is insane, dude.
He was arrested in 98 after 3 years on the run in Switzerland and Israel.
Wow.
He was released in 2009 after serving 10 years, swearing he had turned his life around. He wrote a book about his life of crime, went on an extensive media tour in 2010.
Oh, Jesus.
However, apparently he just couldn't handle it because he was the suspected mastermind of the attempted armed robbery in 2010 that led to a high-speed chase and a shootout with the popo that ended up killing a 26-year-old officer.
How long had he been in prison?
3 years the first time.
Yes.
He was caught 6 weeks later. Therefore, he's been in again for 4 or 5 more years.
So he was in there for 4 years and they rescued him.
Yes.
Wow. God, that's crazy. And they didn't catch him. He's not been caught
yet.
He
has not been reacquired. I do not.
Shit, dude. Listen, guys, I don't know.
I mean, I think if he's got the resources to
just let him go,
to get a helicopter and commandos, I think somehow.
You guys tried. You tried. I don't know if you're going to find this dude.
But, man, I mean, you would. Like
where
I said,
does he hide? Like, where does a guy like this go?
You got to get out of the country. That's a no-brainer.
Yeah, sure.
I think.
Where's he hiding?
Middle
little
East.
Little shack
somewhere.
In Antarctica. You think in the Middle East?
I would think. Where there's no extradition laws with anybody.
Oh, yes.
So that's just a little fun story I thought I'd
drop
in there.
You know he's hiding in Florida somewhere. You know he is.
He's not coming here. Are you kidding? No. His last name's Faid.
Yeah. Don't come to Florida.
He's not
Faid.
Coming here.
Faid!
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
It is Faithless Friday, y'all.
Sky God.
Thanks for joining us on this lovely. It's hot and humid as fuck here in the Pensacola Panhandle.
It's me, Sky God. Where are you?
Part of Floridia. Let's get to Alex Jones. Yesterday we teased this a little bit. You know, Alex Jones created a couple of days of fun and frivolity on the internet's social media by posting. We played a little bit of it already on Monday's Tuesday show, one of the shows,
right.
Tuesdays, I think. Go to crabdiving.com, go to iTunes, Stitcher.
Follow us on all our goddamn social
Thanks
media.
Thanks for the thumbs up in the reviews, by the way.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
We have like 4.5 or 5 stars on
Fuck yeah, baby.
On iTunes. We appreciate it.
Even if you're a hater.
Thanks to all of our relatives for voting.
Bullshit. If you think I was going to say, even if you're a hater, say on the reviews you love us.
No, just not if it's funny.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's funny, we respect it.
Yes.
I know. Shit, you think we don't know people hate us? Goddamn.
Right, they do.
Right back at you.
Yeah.
So he tweeted on, what kind of a bug is that?
You hear? Kate, what about this fucking bug?
Get off my screen.
Gobbler.
Breaking. This is 6:34 p.m. on July 1st.
Yes.
Breaking. Democrats plan to launch civil war on July 4th.
I love it.
Then he goes off for like 25 minutes about how the Democrats have been planning it for years and they're, you know, it's freedom and only him and the colloidal silver dick cream that he sells can save everybody.
Oh, colloidal silver.
Said he saw the globalists' secret forces at work planning massive civil unrest.
Where? Like where is this war being planned?
July 4th is key crossroads in all of it. So they're announcing they're already launching riots. Antifa has been behind closed doors for 3 months. Oh, did you get the
No.
I'm anti-fascism, aren't you?
I am, but I lost the password to the site, and I can't find it.
I also believe Black Lives Matter.
Oh, yes, I do too.
I guess I'm a terrorist.
Oh, well, you're part of the, yeah, you're on the wrong side of the Civil War.
The globalists see July 4th as their new D-Day against us. A lot of stuff is going to start then. Well, of course.
Where are we landing on this D-Day? Where are we parachuting into?
Of course, nothing happened.
Yeah.
And soundly met with ridicule on the internets.
Yes.
I didn't even see on the actual posting, Alex Jones on Twitter, I didn't even see one, when I looked at it, one response on his own tweet that was not soundly mocking him. Like, not even one of his minions.
Well, people probably attack it. I mean, you know, I don't know.
It was just all people making fun of him. Like, you've got to be fucking
crazy.
Kidding. What do I wear to the Civil War?
But again, where the fuck is it? Am I invading a Walmart?
And then there was a hashtag. No, we already have the Walmarts, right?
I saw somebody say
it was that the kids that of course, the Democrats are throwing in kid gulags somehow. It's a test run for throwing them in.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Damn. That's fucking crazy. I mean, that's fucking crazy.
So
maybe we invade Chick-fil-A. Maybe that's it.
So here's Alex now. I think creating a road hazard. I don't know what he's. I think he's driving and selfie filming himself.
God,
at
Alex,
the same time.
So dangerous, dude.
Maybe he's pulled over, but
you can have an accident. You can't drive like
he
that.
He decided that he had to respond.
Okay.
And here is Alex Jones, not happy.
Right. But a civil war didn't really happen.
Trying to take his victory of predicting it all.
But it didn't
happen. No, it did, you cuck.
Nothing happened.
You did.
Oh, yes.
You just don't see it.
I'm blinded by my cuckitude. Oh, my God.
It's like you believe in God. You just won't admit it.
I don't know that I believe in God.
You won't admit it.
Oh, shit. That's fucked up.
That's the presuppositionalists. They're batshit.
Oh, shove it up your ass.
Those apologists who come up with that one, there's just no talking to them.
Don't tell me what I fucking believe.
Alex Jones, everybody, in his car.
All these conservative movie stars had their, like James Woods, had their managers.
Oh, we didn't get to that. James Woods, by the way, it's awesome. James Woods really is a bag of shit. I've never thought of him to be warm and fuzzy by any stretch of the imagination, but I never knew he was really
just a
vile dick bag. Yeah. He said he was a liberal and left the Democratic Party with Bill Clinton because everyone ignored and embraced a known rapist.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, I mean, because he's saying Bill Clinton's a rapist.
Yes.
I mean, honestly, if the Bill Clinton thing with Monica Lewinsky happened now, I think he'd leave.
I believe so, too.
He would have to resign because you can't be president and have your intern suck your dick. I'm sorry. That's fucked up. And that's really fucking wrong.
Correct. James Woods got an email or a text.
Yes.
I think an email.
Right.
From his agent, Ken Kaplan, a high-powered Hollywood agent. And he said, it's the 4th. This is from the agent to James Wood.
Okay.
James Woods. It's the 4th of July, and I'm feeling patriotic. I don't want to represent you anymore. I mean, I could go on a rant, but you know what I'd say.
Is this on Twitter?
No.
Oh.
He emailed it to him, and James Woods copy-pasted a tweet. Said, so this email from my agent, a political liberal today.
Yeah.
And he said, my response, quote, Dear Ken, I don't, actually. I was thinking if you're feeling patriotic, you would appreciate free speech and one's right to think as an individual. Be that as it may, I want to thank you for all your hard work and devotion on my behalf. Be well.
Yes. Okay.
Great. But these are different times. Again, he put up with James Woods' awfulness throughout all these years. But these, they've gone worse. They've gone evil. They've gone off the deep end. They're Nazis now. They are embracing Nazi-esque bullshit.
And James Woods has the right to say whatever the fuck he wants.
Right.
And an agent can say, well, listen, I don't want to work with you. He doesn't have to work with James Woods.
So that's what Alex Jones is referring to about what these, kind of, these poor so, conservatives.
What kind of weird fucking car is that? That's the weirdest thing. You can't see it. Some weird silver. God, is that one of those?
Maybe if you guys Google Earth at the right moment, you'll be able to see the
cars. Yeah.
Google Satellite.
Yes.
Here's that. So that's what Alex was referring to.
It's nuts.
James Woods losing his.
Had their, like James Woods had their managers fire them on July 4th, saying the war starts now, basically. And I explained in my video that it's a demarcation line. Like when they look back in history and debate when did.
Oh my God, he's driving. He just switched hands and accelerated. You could hear him.
Isn't that illegal?
Well, I would think so. Well, Texas, though.
Yeah, they don't give a shit.
And it's him.
The only thing they legislate in Texas are vaginas.
And he's doing this. He's rocking this facial hair shit now, which it's just not great at all. It looks like his ears had diarrhea on the side of his face. It's just not a good look. Manly.
And the war starts now, basically. And I explained in my video that it's a demarcation line. Like when they look back in history and debate when did the first Civil War really start, and then you can debate that over a few month period. But there's that one particular kickoff where the South attacks that northern base, and then with ships, and the whole thing kicks off. The point is, people have to look back later and say, what's the demarcation line, or when do you think you could say we went from a cold Civil War, a soft Civil War, a term I've been using for a year that now even the New York Times uses, to a hot Civil War.
Wait, we got a soft Civil War and a hot Civil War.
I'm concerned for the motorists of, where is it, Austin or something like that? I'm concerned.
Are we, okay, is he saying that we're in a soft Civil War right now and approaching a hot one?
I guess.
Are we past the demarcation line, or is he saying the demarcation
line? Maybe we're half
line,
hard right now.
Yes. Are we a semi?
Yes.
Semi?
I think it's a semi right now.
Term I've been using for a year that now even the New York Times uses, to a hot Civil War. And I said, I believe what Antifa's saying and the attacks on free speech, people getting brutally attacked in Portland and many other areas, and Trump supporters getting attacked all over the place, and calls for Barron to be kidnapped and murdered and burned down ICE, and ICE people's houses getting attacked. And
okay. I'm sorry.
Nobody called for Barron to be murdered. They did. Who was it? Peter Fonda stupidly tweeted, maybe we should storm the White House and take Barron away from Trump's, and they'll understand what it's like to have a kid taken away.
God.
That's not helpful.
You know, Peter Fonda.
But nonetheless, nobody said murder. Notice Alex said,
yes.
Kidnap, murder. Nobody said that.
Yeah. Peter Fonda, don't be funny anymore. He was probably trying to be funny. He ended up sounding like a fucking asshole.
I don't know that he was trying to.
Oh, really?
I think he's a fucking asshole. Yeah.
Getting brutally attacked in Portland and many other areas, and Trump supporters getting attacked all over the place, and calls for Barron to be kidnapped and murdered and burned down ICE, and ICE people's houses getting attacked, and bricks getting thrown through windows, and all that stuff. That we're going from a soft Civil War into a hotter Civil War. And I didn't.
So this is now him saying, I'm right. Yes. I'm right. Look. James Woods' manager fired him on July 4th. It's proof they started the Civil War. That's the first launch.
Guys that listen and believe everything Alex Jones says, does it bother you that he predicted the Civil War would happen on July 4th, but now he's saying it could be July 4th and any time there 3 months after? Doesn't it seem like he's hedging his fucking bets? And what happens at the end 3 months from now?
Right.
And by the way,
it's like the rapture people.
We had a coup, though. I mean, you have to call it something. Sure. We had something weird happen. I mean, the Republicans and the Russians stole the fucking election. I mean, is that a demarcation? Right. The leftists.
I like how he said, there's different, you could talk about when it actually started. No, we know when it started. It's when the Confederates fired it on Fort Sumter, right?
Yeah.
That's when it happened.
What he said, though, I love what he said. It's like, well, up there, that base, and there was
that's
some
what
shit.
I mean. You know, you could say that there was that one where that base, you know, and the Confederates attacked that base and everything. But then.
Yeah, he said there was that base, and then there were ships. I think that's exactly what he said to explain the beginning of the Civil War.
That's pretty complicated.
Fuck me, man.
That's pretty deep knowledge for somebody that listens to him, though.
Oh, yeah, that's enough.
I just had a half second of arguing with someone on Facebook about the Civil War being about slavery.
Oh, my God. And, you know, that in this part of the country, that's everybody. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, those monuments are there to memorialize my ancestors that fought in the Civil War. That's what everyone says.
Yes.
Why would you want to, you know?
Because the Civil War they fought in was to keep slaves.
But the statues, and then you say, but the statues weren't built during the Civil War or anywhere near the Civil War. They were built to, to promote the Jim Crow laws.
Don't get too uppity, Negroes. Look, you barely got the right to vote. Don't get too uppity in the Jim Crow law era.
You can't tear those down. God.
Well, we want to.
Put them in a museum.
And they don't understand the difference between something being historical and venerating something.
Right.
You don't put up something that's merely historical in the middle of a beautiful square where people go hang with their kids and have ice cream and shit. That's something of veneration. That's something that you are holding up as a good example or whatever. Not, hey, look at the. So should there be a Hitler statue somewhere in Germany? Just for history's sake, I mean, not for.
Right.
And there probably are in museums. There may be a
context. There may you be a to Nazi. Understand what the context
I wonder
is,
if there's
right?
a Nazi museum in Germany. I mean, they might not even be. They might have even purged that shit. But that's where and we've even proposed that. We've said, go take your little Nathan Bedford Forrest, the creator of the KKK statue. Take him somewhere, Boo Boo Kitty. Put him where you want.
God, I think we need to take those monuments in the middle of the day, in broad daylight, send a bunch of Black Panthers down there with sledgehammers and tear the fucking things down and make everybody fucking watch.
There wouldn't be any violence there.
Well, God damn it. People need to understand those are fucking racists. Those are racist things.
Well, right. If you're if you're a Black person, and you're sitting down across from that, I think your ancestors might have had a different take.
Yeah, everybody's like, what
was
about
going
my
on
heritage?
At the time?
What about my heritage? This person's ancestors were in chains, building the country that you live in. They were owned, dickhead. Don't you think they feel differently about it?
Yeah, here's Alex Jones.
Yeah.
And the attacks on free speech, people getting brutally attacked in Portland and many other areas, and Trump supporters getting attacked.
Oh my God, Portland was the right wingers that showed up with their football helmets.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And their broom handles and shit.
I saw all that shit.
They're being brutally attacked.
Let me ask you something. You have right wing nut jobs marching with fucking torches, no hoods, running over counter protesters. Are liberals supposed to sit back and say, okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Fuck that.
Here's Alex.
Brutally attacked in Portland and many other areas, and Trump supporters getting attacked all over the place, and calls for Barron to be kidnapped and murdered and burned down ICE, and ICE people's houses getting attacked, and
this is not happening.
Bricks getting thrown through windows, and all that stuff, that we're going from a soft civil war into a hotter civil war. And I didn't say that it'd be rockets and missiles and bombs and total death.
Oh my God.
I said, if you historically want to look at it, I think we're going into a hotter civil war, not like North versus South lining up. All these
revisionist history.
Yes. And the nerve, dude, listen to him, the fucking nerve. ICE people are having their houses. People are going after their houses or going after ICE agents. Damn. The gaslighting, right? Because ICE people are going after immigrants. And they're going after people on a list. Do you know what I mean? They're going after people. The ICE people are the aggressors. Nobody's... God.
The So, do you want to hear the rest of this?
Oh, fuck yeah.
There's about a minute left.
Lunatic.
These leftist pseudo-intellectual sites are like, are making fun of Southerners and showing rednecks and stuff and reenactments and going, look, Jones thinks we're about to have, you know, a whole new civil war kick off.
Oh, he got pissed. You could tell.
Yeah.
He didn't
yeah.
like being mocked soundly
well,
on the internet.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Stuff and reenactments and going, look, Jones thinks we're about to have, you know, a whole new civil war kick off against the Army of Northern Virginia and all the rest of it. And Robert E. Lee's going to come out of retirement and ride on his white horse and Stonewall Jackson's going to mount up. That's not what we're saying. We're saying the left is calling for violence.
That's not what happened.
Right. Yes. And what are you saying? It's like, you think him driving and filming is dangerous to other drivers? It
yeah,
has to be, right?
Well, and he's passing the camera back and forth from hand to hand in front of him
and
as he's
driving?
Like turning left or right. Yeah. He's by himself.
What are you
driving?
You steering with your inner thighs, you asshole?
His thighs apart. Ooh, yes. Enough to steer.
That's not what we're saying. We're saying the left is calling for violence. They're engaged in massive censorship. Antifa's attacking people all over the streets that go out and try to engage in it. And that's how they take my victory of predicting all this first and turn it into defeat.
That's how they take my victory of predicting this and turn it into defeat.
What a fucking narcissist. How important does Alex Jones think? Well, I mean, you know, he is important, right? I mean, do you think
Trump called him after the election?
People form political opinions about issues based on listening to Alex Jones. Yes or no? True or false? It's got to be true.
I would think so, yeah.
I mean, I can see how he could persuade you that something's crazy and you could be against something he's saying.
Right.
Oh, God, you know a lot of these people. You know, you hear these callers. The first thing the callers always say, hey, Alex, longtime listener, first time caller. You really tell it like it is.
The libtards.
Oh, God. It's sad
There's
for us.
There's only a few seconds left here.
Predicting all this first and turning it to defeat in their own minds. But people with memories know the truth. I said over and over and over and over again that it wouldn't be a big shooting war July 4th. I said it's the escalation, I believe the demarcation line, if we don't take action, into the rage of summer through August, through September with Mueller's report right before the election. And my God.
Oh, that's where it cuts
off.
And
my God.
You know, he's...
the rage of summer.
They're terrified about whatever Mueller may come out with pre-election.
Why? I mean, really,
they know it's not gonna, because they know that he's guilty.
Of course.
They know that Don and his cabal are guilty as fuck.
I mean.
And it's a matter of time before they're caught.
I mean, I'm really, I used to think that Mueller report would maybe save us from whatever bullshit's going on with Trump, but I don't know, man.
Oh, I still think it will.
Well,
it's not going to be easy.
If you say the craziest thing ever, they'll just say. Deep state, it's a lie, you know, what the fuck ever. Nobody's going to believe it. Except, you know, normal people.
When you look at the polls, it's still, you know, a third of the country that believes this bullshit. And two-thirds of the country think Mueller should plow ahead and do it and be left alone.
I mean, we had the discussion during the election. If a tape from The Apprentice came out of him saying the N-word, you said that you thought it would make him popular, more popular among his base.
Among his base, sure.
So I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they care.
They don't care. The only thing they could, like, if there's tape of him sucking off a black person with a black penis in his mouth, I think that would hurt him with his base.
Maybe.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ.
Maybe.
I mean, come on.
I don't know. I think they're transactional. I think they're whores. I think especially the evangelicals they obviously don't care.
Jim Baker's telling me that the pussy grabber is sent to us by some deity.
Anyone
that's nuts.
Yeah, any one tiny thing that a Democrat would have done that Trump has done, said,
oh my God,
etc., and it would be over. Imagine Obama paying off a porn star.
I was going
to
say.
To shut the fuck up about fucking.
Ah, imagine, yeah. Imagine Obama referring to Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas.
Right.
I mean, that's particularly insane. I mean, imagine saying that.
Or one of theirs. He calls Marsha Blackburn Snatch Face or something.
Are you going to, God, I know it's, are you going to read any of those lines from that fucking hate rally?
Yeah, we've got highlights.
You
got
to read some of those or something, especially
the latest Nuremberg rally in North Dakota, was it?
He sounds nuts. He is nuts.
He's fucking out of his mind.
Especially the shit about Elizabeth Warren, dude. That's off the chain.
That's it for Alex Jones, everybody.
Good job, Alex. Nice performance today. Way to be a little fucking asshole. Whiny little asshole.
Oh, he was in Montana. Forgive me. Donald Trump yesterday in Great Falls, Montana.
Fuck you, boy.
So it was a very racially diverse crowd.
Oh, yes. I'm sure.
There was bleach white and slightly off bleach white.
Right. Were there MAGA hats?
He made fun of Elizabeth Warren.
Perfect.
Mocked the Me Too movement.
Fuck you.
Licked the rectum of yummy Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Oof. That's insane, dude.
Attacked John McCain.
How do you tell a group of conservative Americans that Putin is a great guy or he's fine or whatever the fuck he said? And they're not, wait a second, we root for Russia now? That's crazy.
Well, are you right? We didn't even talk about the group of whores that went to Russia. The seven.
Yeah.
Four or five senators.
Why was that allowed?
A couple of representatives and shit went and had a suck fest in Russia.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, let me get to that because this is important. They left and they were just like, oh, we hope going forward we have this great relationship and slurp slurp and nibble nibble and
sucky jacky jacky,
yeah, and twiddle twiddle,
yes,
couple fingers deep.
Ooh, okay. Let me.
Russian broadcasters now
take a breath.
Mocked the Republican lawmakers who visited Moscow.
Oh my God.
Gloating about the Kremlin's role in electing Donald Trump.
Oh my God. How much more fucking evidence do we need?
The TV there, which is 100% controlled by Putin and the Putinescas. That's not nice. Putinesca is a fine Italian dish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's
pasta.
That flying ant.
Is that an ant?
Yeah, it's a flying
ant. Oh, shit, it's dude. Like get a flying the fuck ant. Away from me.
It's like Ant-Man.
Yeah, except it's...
Seven U.S. senators, one congresswoman. Do you want the shit list?
Yes, absolutely.
Senator Steve Daines of Montana, John
Traitor.
Haven... of North Dakota.
Traitor.
Of course, Rojo went. Ron Johnson from Wisconsin.
Why?
A profound dick stain. John Kennedy of Louisiana. He's the Republican Kennedy.
Right.
Who is nutballs, but funny as hell. Like, whenever they talk to him about something Trump has done, he always comes up with something colorful and funny.
Yes.
Jerry Moran from Kansas.
Yay.
Richard Shelby from Alabama.
Traitors.
John Thune from South Dakota.
Benedict Arnolds.
And Representative Kay Granger from Texas.
Russia suckers.
They traveled to Russia for closed-door meetings with high-ranking Kremlin officials.
Oh, nothing suspicious there, right? I mean, you know.
Senator Shelby led the prostitutes on tours of St. Petersburg and Moscow, where they met with Russia's foreign minister.
Russia.
Parliamentarians. They did not meet with Putin, as they had hoped.
Oh, okay.
The trip had been planned months ago. Shelby said, we know that we need a new beginning, that we can go over recriminations on both sides.
Right. On both sides.
We can go over recriminations on both sides, Mr. Putin. We know that you illegally annexed Crimea and we impose sanctions on you. We apologize for those sanctions. We understand that that's very uncivil of us.
Dude, this...
That's what's going to happen.
Right. That's nuts.
bending over.
What is the rest of the planet going to do when we do something like that? What's NATO going to do? They're going to kick us the fuck out.
Shelby said, but I believe Russia and the United States and the world will be a lot better off if we improve our relationship.
Now, that's the whole bullshit that the Trump tried to sell us during the election. He's like, why wouldn't you want to be friends with Russia? He poisons people. He's a tyrant.
While the Alabama Republican dismissed the widespread agreement among U.S. intelligence and law enforcement agencies that the Kremlin interfered with the 2016 election, Russian TV hosts seem to disagree.
They made fun of him.
Last week, one Russian TV analyst boasted.
Yes.
About electing Trump.
Okay.
About them electing Trump. What trouble did we cause? One Russian analyst said last week.
Yes.
We just elected Trump. That's all.
Oh, my God. They're saying it on RT.
No, on Russian TV there.
Oh, yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, okay.
RT is international.
Oh, okay. They're just making fun of them.
It's like they're Fox News.
So they said, oh, there's no collusion, the GOP legislators. And they're like, yeah, look at these idiots. Is that what's happening?
The GOP lawmakers started their trip last weekend in St. Petersburg, where they were welcomed by Governor Georgi Poltavchenko,
nicked,
a former KGB officer.
They must think the Russians see Trump and his administration and Team Treason. They're like, hey, baby, it's fucking open season on the idiots. Let's get all we can out of these fucking morons before they're gone.
Then they met with Laurel and Hardy, Lavrov and Kislyak, the two that had the famous closed-door meeting in the White House with Trump.
Right.
With no Americans
present. Oh, yeah, yeah. And that photographer.
Wink, wink.
Who probably wasn't a photographer. Some fucking spy.
The all-Republican delegation also met with Vyacheslav Volodin.
Ooh, wee-wee.
The head of the Speaker of the Duma, their House of Parliament, and Konstantin Kosachyov.
Yes, from the Three Seagulls.
Head of the Foreign Relations Committee.
From the Seagull, the Three Sisters, Jesus Christ.
Or the Seagull.
That would be funny. You see a cast, an animated version of the Seagull. Oof. Everyone's a Seagull.
The Danes, the representative from Texas, I believe,
said,
we sent a very strong message to them, had a direct message to the Russian government. They were very tough on Russia.
We were wrong to put those sanctions on you, and we're going to remove them. Fuck you. How's that tough?
They asked lawmakers not to interfere in U.S. elections anymore.
They asked them?
They want them to respect Ukraine's sovereignty, to work alongside the U.S. for peace in Syria, and follow obligations under nuclear arms treaties.
They meddled in our election. Hey, could you guys please, please not meddle in our fucking elections, please, pretty please?
Kislyak said, not impressed. We heard things we'd heard before, he said, on Russian TV. I think our guests heard rather clearly and distinctly an answer they already knew. We don't interfere in American elections.
Okay. Thank you. Thanks for clearing that up. Hey, can't the Republicans put your dick back in their mouths?
In Montana last night, Trump praised Putin.
Yes, of course.
Don't worry. I heard him. He said, people keep saying Putin was KGB. He's going to outsmart Trump. He's like, no, don't worry. Putin is fine. This is quote, Putin is fine. He's fine. We're all fine. We're all people.
Putin outsmarted Trump already.
Oh, long ago.
Oh, my God.
The Russian broadcasters mocked the Republican lawmakers as weak.
Nah, they're right.
Saying their tough talk changed once they arrived in Moscow.
Oh, my God.
On state-run television, Russian military expert Igor Korotchenko.
Korotchenko, baby.
Said, we need to look down at them. We need to look down at them and say, you
came because you needed to, not because we did.
Donald, did you wake up one day and you're like, you know what I want to do? I want to be president and fuck up the whole fucking planet because fuck it. That's all I can figure.
The member, Vyacheslav Nikonov, member of the Duma, said on, they were laughing on TV, and said the meeting with the Republicans was, quote, one of the easiest ones in my life.
They're morons.
Oh,
my God. Stores open.
Americans.
What do you guys want from Trump? What do you guys want? Tell him he doesn't look fat. He'll give you whatever the fuck you ask for, right?
Russian state-run TV mocking the moron team treason that went over to of Republicans.
It's like, went over there. You know, our allies, or if we have allies, I mean, why would they trust us? We're too dumb to be trusted.
I don't think they do. That's why they're meeting with China and moving on without us. The whole Paris Accord, they were all like, fuck it, we don't need you.
Yeah.
Thanks, America. We'll go on without you.
This is insane.
Thanks, Republicans.
Thanks for sucking off all those Russians. Then they made fun of you. Doesn't that bother you? Does that bother them? They don't care. Good God.
Who is this? The Judicial Action Group apparently is it's Faithless Friday, everybody. Apparently it's an evangelical law group or something like that.
I love it. An evangelical law group.
Their president, Philip, God, this guy's name is Jaurigui. Jaurigui. Jaurigui?
Jaurigui.
That might be it.
Hey, Jaurigui.
That's what I'm calling him. Mm-hmm. I'm going to call him Jagoff.
Jagoff.
Judicial Action Group President Philip Jagoff told more than 1,000. I'm reading from Right Wing Watch. Told more than 1,000 prayer warriors today.
Yes.
That Amy Coney Barrett is God's chosen candidate for the vacant Supreme Court seat.
Hey, how do you know? Did you get a telegram or something?
And that Brett Kavanaugh, who we spoke about earlier.
Yes.
Who we thought would be the one Trump, of course, would go for, because he's the one that thinks that you shouldn't be investigating presidents and shit.
I think you might like that guy.
He has been revealed by God to be a usurper.
Oh, shit. Hey, God, thanks for the heads up.
Oh, my God.
A usurper.
Listen to this.
No.
Jagoff's claims came on the monthly prayer call sponsored by the Intercessors for America. A group that encourages conservative Christians to pray. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, have fun.
We encourage you. Stay home and pray.
Pray
for
off.
Public officials. Oh, to get involved in political campaigns. Don't do that.
Only pray.
Do
go
the
ahead
first
pray.
Part, not the second part.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jagoff began speaking more generally about the importance of a nominee with a demonstrably, quote, conservative constitutionalist philosophy.
Fuck you.
Saying Republican presidents have made mistakes with about half of their nominees over the past 40 years. They're still mad about Souter. Souter was supposed to be a conservative warrior, and he ended up being a sane moderate. And they can't handle that shit. He's a traitor.
That's like saying they can't handle not getting exactly what they want all the time.
Welcome to the Freedom Caucus.
Yeah, and, you know, the cherry on top is they're on the wrong side. Yes. You're on the wrong side. Mm-hmm. They're on the side of the shitheads. They want to legislate the puss. Stop it.
Jaurigui Jagoff said,
Jaurigui.
Well, Trump had a list of 25. God's list has only one name on it.
Oh, okay. God's list?
Amy Coney Barrett. That's the only one that we'll settle for, he said. Not second best. Boo. Not someone who's merely good.
What list?
He then asked,
is it written down on like a legal pad? Did Jesus write it down on a fucking chalkboard?
There is a sun in the sky, and I believe God has spoken, and I believe he's shown us that the Absalom, and I don't say this lightly, I don't say it with one bit of malice or hatred in my heart, but I believe that the Absalom is Brett Kavanaugh. He's not the one that God has chosen. He's not. And I believe that the one who is chosen is Amy Coney Barrett.
What is the Absalom? The Absalom, is that bad or is that good?
Is that like is that like Scientology bullshit? Like Absalon. What in the fucking fuck is that fucking bullshit? Dude, shove your
Probably a usurper or Bible some shit like
fucking
that?
Vocabulary up your fucking ass. No offense. Lee Absalon can suck my dick. Good God. They sound like Harry Potter. You know what I mean?
In the Bible, Absalom, son of King David, was renowned for being handsome.
Ooh, yes.
And his ability to win loyalty and allegiance.
He's a really good looking guy.
Oh, so that must mean like, you know, vacant and.
Oh, okay.
Just all looks and no substance.
Oh, that's
maybe.
Brett Kavanaugh, right?
He then cited Ephesians 3:10.
Oh, yes. That's my favorite.
And pointed, referring to the court vacancy, said, that is my father's seat. It is his court. It is his place. He's taking it back. It's your seat, father.
Welcome to Iran. We live in Iran.
Now he whips out some magic, man, some rebuking magic. And so we say, Absalom,
fuck you.
You cannot have it in the name of Jesus.
Ooh.
And you should better leave right now. The longer you stick around, you endanger yourself by opposing God Almighty. How creepy is this shit?
This is all terrifying.
And I'm speaking to the spirit, not even the person, the camp. The spirit of Absalom that would try to usurp and steal the throne from the anointed one. You can't have it. We bind you, spirit of Absalom, in the name of Jesus. And we tell you, get out now or you will be destroyed. You can leave or you will be destroyed. These are your choices in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
God, it's like it's insanity.
This is the transcript.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. The Absalom.
These people. This is.
It really does sound like Harry Potter.
Oh, I'm so disappointed. There's actual audio at the bottom. Let's hear. This.
Oh yeah, let's listen to this garbage.
Let's hear a moment or two of this asshole.
Who is this?
Philip Joregi, the president of the Judicial Action Group.
Joregi,
which is a group of
they want to turn America into Iran, right?
Jesus wielders and. I think he's in Intercessors for America also.
Intercessors.
The Judicial Action Group.
Fuck you.
Is a Judicial Action Group. I think it's .org.
Do they lobby or something? Or they like they advocate for like anti-abortion shit and stuff like that?
The JAG, they abbreviate. The JAG mission can be summed up in two words, judicial renewal. Judicial renewal happens when judges stop legislating from the bench and return to their proper and noble role of simply deciding cases according to the laws.
Right. And if you have a vagina, you're not allowed to have dominion over it. That's crazy.
And it's undoubtedly Jesus-y.
It sounds so creepy. The Absalom.
Judicial activism and the fight to defend traditional marriage is one of their one of their stories.
Oh, yes. Let's defend traditional marriage. It's going so well.
It is. So this guy, I mean, here it is. Here he is a little bit.
We've been incredibly circumspect about how we've approached this and asked for probably more confirmations that may have tried the Lord's patience a bit. But he knows our hearts. We wanted to be sure, you know, on this. And so I'm as sure about it as I am about anything right now. There's a sun in the sky and I believe God's spoken. And
These people are nuts.
There's a sun in the sky. And I believe God has spoken.
Yes.
So he's saying there's no other explanation for that son than God.
One of them is
it.
Verifiable and one is not.
Like, you know, dude, we have real issues going on in this country, like with climate change and shit like that. I don't want some fucking judge. I honestly don't want my SCOTUS to believe any of this crap. It's terrifying. It sounds like a goddamn Lord of the Rings.
Right?
It does.
The
One Ring from Mordor.
Yeah, and again, you wonder why we talk about Christianists. I mean,
fuck you.
If y'all lived like like Thomas Jefferson said about religion. He said, I don't care about religion. It neither someone else's religion, as long as it doesn't pick my pocket nor break my leg.
Yes.
It neither picks my pocket nor breaks my leg is his quote, basically saying, I don't give a fuck what you believe, as long as, but we're not putting it in the laws.
Maybe they're not breaking your leg, but they're sure as hell like fucking you in the ass sideways with a cross, and they're picking your pocket.
Name this nut job, Ryan, on Friday.
Look, these people are.
Is that Louis?
No.
Wait, go ahead.
Look, these people are not just liberal leftists. They're wicked.
Yes.
Is that Rick Wilds?
Rick Wilds!
Shit, you gotta be honest. I saw part of this headline. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, studio audience. Thank you for listening today.
They're wicked. They want to kill babies.
This is us, by the way. Oh, this is the leftist liberal.
That's what the Civil War is about.
Leftists. They're wicked.
Yes.
They're wicked.
Remember, he's got that great yes man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that absolutely. Dickhead.
Yes.
Who the fuck is that guy?
They want to kill babies. They'll defend the so-called right of people to murder babies. It's.
Good
I'm
guy.
Not even going to go to into murder the fetus versus babies. Baby debate.
A human sacrifice to Baal. And God is bringing a.
Baal, the devil.
Oh, come on. Come on, this is Lord of the Rings shit. Why do I have to tolerate this? Honestly, it's not, it's nuts.
Well, we can tolerate it.
Oh, God.
But we can't tolerate it in our government.
And God is bringing America to this place. This is an amazing thing to watch. It's a frightening thing to watch. I'm excited, and yet I'm deeply concerned at the same time because I don't know which way it's going to go. I'm praying and I'm believing that we're going to get a judge that's going to overturn Roe v. Wade and end the slaughter of babies.
Well, which won't, by the way,
no.
Most, it would go back to the states.
Right. But
he thinks they're going to pass a law.
Yes.
The national law then banning abortion, of course.
But don't you think that's like what they want these lunatics to think? Because if these lunatics think they can go out to the polls and vote for Republican, and that will help abortion go away, they're going to do that. You know,
that's the only thing that got the evangelicals out of their Barca loungers this last time to vote for Trump.
For some reason, when you say that, I want you to apologize to Barca loungers. I don't know.
Slaughter of babies. But I also am very aware that the establishment in this country is pro-baby killing. The entire establishment defends killing babies. They'll fight for the opportunity to murder more babies. And I know that they're going to throw everything that they can get their hands on at President Trump in this
They really don't care. Once you crown from the vagina,
they don't give a fuck
about you. But goddamn it, they're going to legislate that womb.
I mean, in fact, and if you're a woman or a person of color or if you're gay, they actually want to do things to hurt you.
Yes,
but not while you're a fetus.
Correct.
How the fuck is that?
Or
Christian?
If you're an immigrant,
you've read that goddamn wacko book, the Bible. The cheap knockoff of Lord of the fucking Rings?
It's most assuredly unambiguous. It doesn't say anything about abortion, by the way. And it's most
that can't be true.
It's most unambiguous about how you should treat neighbors and foreigners and immigrants.
What about coveting?
That's not good.
But wait.
One of the top 10. That's
bullshit. You're telling me there's nothing in the Bible that says thou shalt not get an abortion?
No.
Then why are these little bitches screaming about it all the fucking time? Why is Rick Wiles complaining about it all the time?
Because he gets donations then.
God, guys. You're hypocrites. Oh, no, wait. You're liars.
I love Satan!
Get their hands on it. President Trump and this nominee. God's watching this country.
Yes.
He's watching this country. We have the opportunity to end a baby holocaust.
Oh, my God.
It's a holocaust. The slaughter of tens of millions of babies. It could come to an end. We're trying to reverse the curse that's on this country, yes. The judgment that is coming against this country. It needs to be stopped. It needs to be reversed. This is the opportunity that we finally have been praying for.
Again, the narrative that God is going to fuck our shit up if we don't stop. Yeah.
We need the curse reversed. Well, listen, from what I've seen and read about curses, at least in the Harry Potter world, is that you actually have to say something, don't you? And have a wand. Get out your big, thick wand.
Well, it depends on the spell.
Wave it around and say something. Oh, yeah. You have to say it exactly correct, right? Or it's fucked. Or you're fucked.
I guess. I don't know.
I'm just trying to figure out this magic.
I didn't go to Hogwarts.
Right. And when the guy's talking about curses and shit, let's get to it. What do we say to undo the curse?
It's coming against this country. It needs to be stopped. It needs to be reversed. This is the opportunity that we finally have been praying for years that we would come to this day. This is it, folks. I can't imagine that the Lord is going to allow this country to continue on this path. If we allow these baby killers to overcome this opportunity and to stop.
This is all about the Supreme Court justice choice, by the way.
To overcome this opportunity. I don't understand what he means.
In other words, that they better end up with a judge that's instantly going to overturn Roe versus Wade.
Okay.
Which ain't how it works.
But. Right. But it doesn't matter to him.
But the Alabama Supreme Court guy who's running to fill the ample Christo shoes of Roy Moore is... has promised to tee up as many horrible issues as possible to reverse gay marriage.
Yes.
And to reverse Roe
versus Wade. Is Roy Moore not allowed to be a Supreme Court justice?
I can't guarantee that. No.
Why isn't he in the running? I mean, what's wrong? What's wrong with these guys?
Right.
Nut up.
This opportunity and to stop a pro-life judge from being appointed to the Supreme Court. I cannot believe that God is going to give this country one more chance. I just can't believe we're going to get another chance. He's going to let this country suffer the consequences of what we've chosen. And if we choose death, we're going to get death in this country.
God. There you go. This is what fires up.
What he says. Balloons. That God's given us one more chance to reverse the curse, and we better take advantage of it. Well, what if Hillary Clinton was elected, and the curse wasn't, whatever the fucking curse is we're reversing, and it wasn't reversed, would Baal, what did he say, what is Baal?
It was Satan, some demon, okay.
Would demon Baal rise up from the annals of hell? And
unless he really doesn't like Christian Baal.
Would Christian Baal rise up and smite us? Would be smited if we didn't reverse the curse? What happens? What price do we pay for this baby murdering? This holocaust. He said holocaust, too. He's like, this holocaust. The fuck is that?
A fertility god whose cult was widespread in ancient Phoenician and Canaanite lands.
Baal?
Yeah, he's a false god. Wow.
A fertility god, though.
Wasn't he the golden calf that when Moses went to hang on the mountain and watched the bush burn and shit?
Oh, yeah. But wouldn't you be for Baal, though? Because if you're pro-life, you would be for the god of fertility, would you not?
But it's not the god.
Oh, my God! How do these Christians, you fucking guys, you evangelicals, are so fucking picky? Nothing makes you happy.
Well, amongst each other, too. I mean, you've said it. You can't, if you're a Methodist just get spritzed, you're going to burn in fucking hell compared to the Southern Baptists who think you need to take a dive in that holy water.
It's like everyone's impossible. They're impossible.
Well, it's all crazy.
Jesus.
It's all crazy.
When you believe in science fiction and just fiction, you turn into a big dickhead asshole, I guess.
So what else have we got here? We've got, we talked about Jim Jordan. We're up to five now.
God, I mean, listen, it's hilarious. It's not hilarious. It's horrible, but bless you. Why? What's up with you guys in the GOP? What's up with you guys?
Who's blessing me?
Aquaman. Don't insult me. It's Aquaman.
Is
you know
wet?
That.
Is an Aquaman blessing wet? I might pass.
It's whatever it is. No, you take it. You don't complain.
Take it. He's like whipping a carp at me.
You know what? He's going to smite you with sand fleas, whatever the fuck that shit is.
Oh, here in Pensacola, purple flags and the beaches.
Because of sand fleas?
Because of sea lice.
Sea lice. Why?
Which is
why does
actually the larva
yeah.
of jellyfish.
You know, Aquaman, actually, I have a complaint. I mean, if you're the god of water, I mean, what's up with these sharks? What's up with these sharks that eat people? And what's up with these sea lice?
Well, he can control them.
Why, God, Aquaman, why are you forsaking us? Why are
Stay
people
out of the fucking water, that's why.
Why are we getting sea lice?
You've got land.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
And we're filling it up with plastic anyway, so.
Oh, okay. Maybe Aquaman's mad.
White Texas man guns down black teenager who okay. set off fireworks. Trump's America.
It's horrible. Is the kid dead?
Well, he claimed that he saw the kid reaching for a gun. However,
yes,
video footage seems to contradict the gentleman's accounts.
Shit.
White man in Austin charged with first degree murder now for shooting and killing
dead.
A black teen over a fireworks dispute. Fireworks.
A goddamn teenager. A dispute?
41-year-old Jason Roach claimed he shot 19-year-old Devontae Ortiz in self-defense after the young man allegedly reached for a gun. However, according to the police in Texas.
Oy.
Video evidence taken at the scene of the crime proves otherwise.
Shit.
Hayward gone for a gun and he's all black and shit.
Well, if the police in Texas aren't saying there's a gun there, just didn't plant one on there. I mean, you know, good for you guys.
He also said he was coming at him and the video shows that he was backing away.
He was not. That's what happened with Michael Brown. He was morphing into a demon.
Cell phone video shows that the Ortiz did not have a gun.
But this guy shot him anyway.
James Roach is observed displaying a firearm at Ortiz, reholstering the firearm. Ugh. So he's got his fucking holster.
He's an open carry dickhead. Sure. God, guys.
Then displaying the firearm again multiple times. So
yes.
He's fighting with him about fireworks. Starts bringing out his big gun, because that's how Americans handle their disputes.
Yeah, well, it's true. We learned that's how gun owners handle their disputes. They escalate shit.
The older man was seen in cell phone video following Ortiz around a car. Police believe Ortiz was moving away from the firearm, not lunging toward it.
He said he was coming at it.
He's coming for the gun, like Roach said.
In reverse. Like, that's a weird way to come for anything.
This guy's serial asshole, because he made headlines just this April.
Oh,
this Roach asshole.
Ugh.
Because he sued the city of Austin and their EMS because there was an accident he had with his truck and a police car.
Okay.
And he sued them because the EMTs treated the police officer before him.
Okay. Well, why did they do that? I wonder.
This idiot who said that.
You're an asshole.
He said they treated, lawsuit accuses EMS of treating officer first, neglecting others in crash.
Oh, okay. I mean, based on this incident,
I mean,
this guy sounds nuts.
Yeah.
Why do people...
Mr. Ortiz, the victim, was an honor student at William B. Travis Early College High School, where he just graduated. Commentary about his killing on Twitter also revealed that he was a star football player.
You know, I mean, the adult in the situation is the aggressor. That is shameful. I mean, you're dealing with a kid, you know? You can't de-escalate, you can't reason with the kid. Kid's 19 years old. You're 41.
It was late at night. Fireworks are going off, and this guy's pissed. End up killing somebody.
It was too loud, right? Is that his problem?
I would assume. Police said that around 1:30 a.m. at an apartment complex, a neighbor was shooting off fireworks. An argument regarding the fireworks broke out between 19-year-old Devante Ortiz and 41-year-old Roach.
Right.
According to witnesses and video detectives were able to obtain, they said the disturbance between the two men began because fireworks were being ignited in the parking lot of the complex. So
listen.
Get off my lawn.
Listen, Jason Roach. Is that his name, Jason Roach?
Yes.
Crab diving was located in Koreatown in Los Angeles. Fireworks during the summer went off every fucking night.
Crazy.
Every night.
Yes.
And we didn't shoot anybody because of it.
Correct.
You know, just dealt with it. So what? It's fireworks. Turn the TV up, asshole.
And you could say it wasn't race or whatever, but yes, it is. Yes, it is. If there's any, if you could pull aim at a 19-year-old who's unarmed and pull a trigger because he's talking back to you because you're raging about his fireworks, you've dehumanized that person already in your mind. And that's what's going on in this culture. That's what's going on from those Trump fucks and the racists and the Nazis of the GOP.
Absolutely.
Dehumanizing black people, dehumanizing immigrants, dehumanizing brown people, Muslims.
And your president validates your shitty beliefs.
And it makes it easier for people like Roach to pull out his gun and feel, that's fine. This isn't a human in front of me. Bang, bang, ba-bang, ba-bang.
I mean, listen to that hate rally in Montana.
Yeah.
Good fucking God. If that's our example, if that's our leader, people are taking cues from that fucking monster.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yay!
Also here on the big show, don't forget crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Oh, yes.
Every time you go, we get and buy something there. We get a little commission. Doesn't cost you anything.
Right.
Just helps us out.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Good news.
Okay. Good news.
Question mark.
With a caveat.
But who knows what'll happen if this makes it to the Supreme Court. But a federal judge temporarily blocked a law in Arkansas.
Yes.
That might make Arkansas the first state to ban abortion pills.
That sucks. Oh, they blocked it.
U.S. District Judge issued an injunction this week in favor of Planned Parenthood. The 2015 law requires doctors who provide medical abortions have a contract with a second doctor who has admitting privileges at a hospital. See, these are these little trap laws.
Yeah, yeah, they make it impossible,
and they try to say it's for medically important reasons. But you can go and get your tits tweaked at a fucking, I don't think you can get your tits done.
At a Jiffy
Lube. But you can go get some procedures done at a plastic surgery clinic.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That does not require the same amount of medical requirements that these do. And this is to get a pill.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking about.
It's a fucking pill.
We're talking about a pill you take when it's just a little blob of sellage down there.
It's a cell. It's not a person. You're not participating in a holocaust, Rick Wiles. You fucking deranged loon. Holocaust.
The injunction prevents the state from enforcing the law. Okay. The state is temporarily banned from imposing any civil or criminal penalties on providers. Planned Parenthood said the law effectively makes medication abortion illegal in the state.
No shit.
Because it hasn't been able to find any physicians willing to contract with its facilities.
Right.
So no doctors want to contract with Planned Parenthood. No Jesus-wielding doctors in Arkansas. Or they're terrified. Because you got your Dave Dobenmeyers or your Operation Rescue cunts
getting doxed,
who are
right?
running around. What's that guy's name? Flip Benham.
Oh, my God. The Venom Brothers.
The former head of... he's their dad. Okay. The former head of the Operation Rescue, which is now something else. But these are the people who literally...
They would yell at people.
Would stand in front of the doctor's homes, would follow the doctor's children's...
Oh, my children's, God.
Would follow their children's to school and protest in front of the schools of the kids of the doctors.
How's that not terrorism? You know, being stalked, right. Threatened.
The Supreme Court actually recently declined to hear the case, allowing the law to stand. As a result, Planned Parenthood said medicated abortion became unavailable in all but one health center in the state.
Oh, my God.
Planned Parenthood presented new evidence to the judge that resulted in Monday's injunction, however.
Yes.
And the order will remain in effect while a lawsuit plays out.
How crazy.
Planned Parenthood argues that the state law contradicts precedent for a previous case when the court ruled that requiring admitting privileges is medically unnecessary and creates an undue burden for women.
Oh, shit.
That was at one in Texas, remember, right. Where they tried to say you got to have admitting privileges or some shit like that.
This is insane. You shouldn't be allowed to do shit like this to laws, you know?
Don Liggins, Executive Vice President of Planned Parenthood, issued a statement saying today's ruling in Arkansas sheds light on what's at stake for women in this country. When this law went into effect for 2 weeks, we saw patients scrambling without another plan.
God, this is bullshit.
And again, this is early abortions.
You're telling me if there's only one place in Kansas to get this pill now? Are they...
Not with the injunction.
Okay, though. I got you. Okay.
We cannot and will not let this become a reality for women nationwide. Now is the time for us to unite and fight for everyone's rights and freedoms and call for our senators to reject any Supreme Court nominee who opposes Roe versus Wade.
Right.
But
you know,
the top
luck.
Three that we have.
Those are all assholes.
Yeah.
Jesus loony assholes, man.
Apparently, one is Absalom, though.
I am Absalom. I am for the one ring from Mordor.
Absalom.
Forge.
Absalom.
Yeah.
These people are bad shit.
I am from Middle Earth.
Holy crap, look at the time. We only got a few more minutes left here at the big show, everybody.
And so say we all.
Thanks for joining us. We're back next week, every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern.
Right. I am the knight to say Nick. I mean, the Bible really does sound like fucking Monty Python, but without the laughs, right? It's nuts.
The, let's see, it's Faithless Friday.
Eat a dick, Sky God.
Here in.
I really am angry.
I have a problem with religion. I don't have a problem with fictional characters.
Right. Well, Aquaman has some, explaining to do, buddy.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, this is kind of Faithless Friday. David Barton, the fake historian, out with a new one.
This is Glenn Beck's BFF, right?
Yeah.
David Barton.
David Barton, who's
Barton.
Christian publisher.
Yes.
Pulled his books from Walmart and from everywhere.
About Thomas
because
Jefferson.
Because of all the lies, that were told about Thomas Jefferson in his books. He tried to...
The Christian
Thomas Jefferson,
publisher.
Who literally took a razor and sliced out every bit of magic and spookiness from the Bible. The Jefferson Bible has Jesus as a really cool hippie dude preaching love.
Hey, what's
but
up?
But no magic. No coming back from the dead. No raising Lazarus
what?
From the dead. No walking on water. No loaves and fishes. All that shit's gone.
You took out the good shit, dickhead.
So, but he left the message of love peace and love and turning your cheek
right.
and shit.
But it's really boring.
But I'm just saying that Jefferson was today would be an atheist.
Oh,
atheist as one could be
right.
in the 1700s.
Yeah.
And he cut out all the magic from the Bible to make his own Bible.
Right.
And this asshole David Barton wrote a book basically saying, oh, no, he was totes into God and wanted it to be a Christian nation.
But how can you make that claim?
He has a book full of lies and misquotes.
And his Christian publisher said, fuck off,
because
right?
Because he was shredded by actual academics and actual, I don't know, the writings of Thomas Jefferson and the quotes of Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, God.
So humiliated, but of course not in the Christian right.
He's fuck a hero. No. He's a martyr.
He was martyred, yeah, and it was Christian persecution that won't let them spread their lies, goddammit.
I want crucifixions on my Starbucks cup.
So now he was on One News Now, which is as crazy.
What is that?
Right wing Christiany as it gets.
Is that a fucking internet thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck off.
Barton said he wants to set the record straight, everyone. The freedoms afforded under America's founding documents validate the claims that the U.S. is the best nation on earth.
Oh, yes. We're the best.
The trend among some young Americans who have the freedom to speak ill of that claim as being egotistical or inaccurate can be challenged with statistics.
Be best.
Our 4% of the world's population every year produces more inventions, more creativity, yes, more medical cures, more discoveries than the other 90% of the world. And contrary to reports from liberal media outlets and academics,
fuck you,
the country was not founded by a bunch of slave-owning racists.
Come on, guys.
Once we separated from Great Britain, you'll find you'll find that 3 out of 4 founding fathers released slaves, freed slaves, started abolitionist societies, went on to crusade against slavery. Okay, 3 out of 4 of them. But those 75% sucked off their white slave owner buddies by giving them the Electoral College.
Yes.
By giving them, everybody gets 2 senators in the states, no matter how many fucking racists live in it.
Yeah. Am I understanding you that this guy is trying to paint a rosy picture of slave owners?
He's saying that there wasn't slave owners that started this country, you America hating, Jesus hating cucks.
Oh, okay. You're right. How else? If our country, if we were built by slaves, surely we would have slave owners.
Well, and then
right?
Here at Pathos, we got to go. But Pathos says, history shows the founding fathers actually chose to perpetuate the slave trade as opposed to fighting against it. Although many of the founders acknowledged that slavery violated the core American revolutionary idea of liberty.
Violate my core.
Their simultaneous commitment to private property rights, principles of limited government, and intersectional harmony prevented them from making a bold move against slavery. In other words, the liberals were too nice to try to abolish slavery.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Commitment to property rights. Well, I don't know that we should be telling anybody what to do. Limited government kind of bullshit.
Talking about humans.
The considerable investment of Southern founders in slave-based agriculture, combined with their deep-seated racial prejudice, posed additional obstacles to emancipation. So once again, David Barton is a lying fuckface.
You're a sack of shit.
And with that,
yak shit,
we need to get the hell out of here.
Okay.
Have a wondrous weekend, everybody. We're going to be back, like I said, next week. 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern, every fucking weekday.
Is the Civil War over right now, or are we still fighting?
According to Alex, we're still hard, semi-hard.
Fuck you! Okay.
We've gone from soft to hard. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. We gotta go. Find out where he went at Rated R Comedy, or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Great fucking weekend, everybody. Do something Jesus-y and nice instead of going to church.
Fuck Trump.
Because I'm not salmon shit. I'm a salmon.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.